Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
What a great song, Carl. Good work on this.
John Denver and the Muppets.
What a perfect song, too, for our guest. He's a CPA and a money manager, Bill Dendy. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Man, it's so good to be with you. And, you know, then that song, what do you got, 12 partridges and 12 pear trees? I mean, that's a lot of partridges.
A lot of birds.
Yeah, that is a lot. Partridges. You know, a lot of these things, I don't even know what they are. I don't think I've physically seen one in my entire life. What happens, by the way, so you're a money manager. Have you ever had anyone come to you and say, Bill, I'm thinking about buying everything in the song for my loved ones, and how would you advise them after?
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. So you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
After that.
Now, I have not heard that, but I did have a person want to get matching Lamborghinis for him and his girlfriend. And I thought, you know, you could get the whole song twice over for, you know, what he was getting ready to spend on his matching vehicles. So, right. I guess we do different things at different times for our true loves, but it can get awful expensive every year. PNC Bank goes out and their fancy economists take pencil to paper to figure out what would it really cost to get these more, I don't know, traditional or old-timey, esoteric items in today's dollars. And they're saying inflation's been with us for the last 20-something years. They've done this study that it costs more every year to buy the same stuff. Well, I know we could have told them that, but they did it with actual, you know, partridges and pear trees and all.
I'm surprised they haven't modernized this to add vaping and things like that that people now buy.
You know, I bet if we wrote that into a song, it would be popular in no time. You just start listening to the things that you would get based upon, you know, certain social strata of what would be really great, you know, but I don't know.
Partridges in a pear tree. We don't really put fruit trees in our new builds when we build homes anymore. So people aren't out there buying these things like they used to. So I'm guessing the prices could be just the rarity of the item. So by the way, the 12 days of Christmas, what is the cost of that if you were to add it all up? Do you know?
Well, according to PNC, and different groups have different numbers, but they say it's about $49,263. $49,000 to get all 12 days. Now, if you do it like the song, where you're repeating that partridge in a pear tree like 12 times over, and the two turtle doves 11 times over, fortunately, the cheap stuff comes first. So, you know, if you do it over and over again, the cost is only $209,000.
Oh,
and that still doesn't get you a whole Lamborghini. Huh.
What do you think the return policy is on some of these items?
You can't really milking? I don't know.
Yeah,
and
no,
I think
the Lord's a leaping.
The Lord's Leaping, believe it or not, that's the most expensive item on the list. If you want to get 10 Lords to leap in today's dollars, that's going to cost you $15,500.
Why?
And, you know, I don't know if that's one leap or an hour's worth of leaping, but that That's a big number for 10 lords when you consider you can get 8 maids of milking for $58.
That seems like a much more reasonable price, but I feel like you can go online and get a certificate from some random website to make you a quote-unquote lord from, like, some random country or whatever. And from there on, then you'd be able to, at least this time of year, rent out your services for $15,000. I would be inclined to think that is a great money-making opportunity.
Well, you need 9 buddies to do it with because, you know, it's 10 lords of leaping. Yeah. You'd only be right. 1/10 of the package. But yes, I think you're brilliant on that. But, you know, I think it's interesting, musicians. The musicians have gone up like 15% year over year. So the drummers drumming and the pipers piping, both of those are up over 15% from where they were last year.
Wow.
The musicians unions, they're doing the right thing or something. I don't know.
They're still 15%. Living on the couch. All right, Carl. I mean, you run into these things. How about you and I? We'll get certified online, and we're going to have to just start a business for this time of year. We'll start leaping, and we'll play a piper, I guess. I don't know how, sure. But figure it out.
You don't have to be a good piper. Doesn't say anything about that.
They'll take anyone they can get at this point. So, Bill, I got to tell you, this is a lot of stuff to try to organize, and I would say that it's the end of the year. Are any of these items tax deductible?
Well, it depends if this is a business expense. I mean, if your true love is I'm sorry, I should not give tax advice on the air because, you know, somebody's probably going to call up and say, I heard that I could do this with my girlfriend if she was a business partner. But I tell you, it does remind us, though, that things cost more than they did in previous years. And this is usually the end of the year time that people start doing things that they end up regretting come January, February, because they do a little bit more than they may have should have. People are feeling good about the holidays. They're feeling good about life in general, and they spend more than they intended to. And it's just good advice to have a great time, enjoy the holidays. But no, it's not all about Lord's Leaping. You can have a good time with just a partridge. You don't have to go all out. a milking maid, maybe. What do you really need 8 of them? Depends on how many cows you got, maybe. But it's a thing that's not all about the money. And the 5
you
golden rings, those are classics.
You can have never a good go time wrong with just a ring. Partridge. That's a great quote. I don't know if anyone's ever said that before. So, by the way, Bill, if people wanted to find you online, where can they go?
Alicorninvestmentmanagement.com. Alicorn, that's the unicorn that flies. It's a pegacorn, the Alicorn Investment Management.
I like that you didn't want to give tax advice on air because you're afraid someone might actually take it seriously. So you live in a highly regulated industry.
You know it. And it truly is. And it gets more regulated every year. And every time they come up with a new thing they call like the Taxpayer Relief Act, I think it's more the Attorney and CPA Job Security Act, because things have not gotten easier. They've gotten more complex, and they change a law. They sunset things. They bring them back. We don't know where it's going to go. You have to spend so many hours of the year just in continuing education. And here at the end of the year, when I should be enjoying my Christmas spirit, I'm having to do more continuing education. Bomba.
All right. I know. Well, so just in general, can I ask you some tax questions? Because we're up against the end of the year, and I'm just curious, would that be okay, generally speaking?
Yes, and there are things you should be doing here at the end of the year that by the 31st is too late to do them. But fire away.
Okay, so when I go to file for my 2024 tax year, are taxes generally the same the way they were in 23, or am I going to be paying more, you think?
A lot of people paid more in 23 than they did in 22 because we had the COVID relief going away. So we probably won't see a big difference from 23 to 24. We have some differences, but it's going to be very similar from one year to the next. And as we approach the end of the year, this is when people start saying, hey, if I'm going to do that itemized deduction, well, now I'm going to get the charitable amounts. I should do the charitable deductions. I should go ahead and do the thing to the charity. And some people bulk up their charity by giving more than 1 year's worth of charitable giving so they can get a big deduction in 1 year, and they'll use things like donor advised funds so they can put the money into a fund, and then they dole the money out to their church or their synagogue or their favorite charity over the next several years. So they bulk their deductions together, and they're going to do that. That has to be done before the end of the year. Okay. Fortunately, that's some good. Things can wait till next year, like your IRA contributions can wait till April of next year.
Oh, yeah, you got a little bit extra time for that. Okay, we know what happened when Donald Trump went into office last time, and it seemed like a lot of people were happy with their money then. We got hit hard with inflation under Joe Biden, going back to a Donald Trump. Do you think more people are optimistic in the future when it comes to managing their money?
Right after the elections, we saw the relief rally. Just knowing who was president at the end of the night was like a miracle for some folks, because they thought it'd be a week or two before all the votes got counted. So we had a relief rally, but especially a relief rally because of the sweeping Republican win. That means that the tax cuts for corporations are going to happen. It means that the deregulation is probably going to happen. It means that a lot of things that are positive for corporate earnings were going to happen. And so we saw the stock market move up aggressively the first few weeks after the elections. Now, lately, we've seen it come back down some, and a lot of that's because the Fed came back and said, okay, all these things are going to happen, and people are spending money happily now, but that's inflationary in nature. And we just raised these interest rates trying to stop inflation, and now we're starting to back up because Trump is pouring lighter fluid on the inflationary fire with all this positive growth and tax cuts. And so we may not be lowering rates next year. The market hated that news because they said they won't lower as much as was anticipated, that they may not to lower the rates back down to where companies and individuals can borrow money more freely. They may pause a bit or only do two lowerings throughout the year instead of as many as they planned on before. And so that caused the market to give back a lot of its gains. But overall, people are rather optimistic about what it means to have some of these things that are pro-business. However, what it means to the stock market is variable because you're pricing in present value of future cash flows, and that can be real tricky. Everything from consumer sentiment to interest rates will play a part of it. But I think overall, corporations are very optimistic.
Awesome. All right. Good summary. By the way, again, if people wanted to find you online, Bill, where can they go?
AlicornInvestmentManagement.com. AlicorN.
CPA Money Manager Bill Dendy, thank you so much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
God bless you. It's been a real pleasure.
Got one more segment of the Mark Cox Morning Show before we wrap things up on this Christmas Eve. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.